My grandparents' home in Maine was a truly wondrous place. Beautiful. I have fond memories of it. It represented that great old farmhouse. It represented a bastion of clarity against the convoluted world. That was a special place, a place like none other. It was our retreat, our citadel, our castle of loving and sharing. Mom and Dad and I would always drive up there from Boston on all my school holidays. It was a large house, brick, with walls at least a foot thick and a working fireplace in every room. Fireplaces that were seemingly always burning during the colder months, keeping us cozy, insulating us from the hostile elements, the capriciousness of the northern New England winters. In that solid old house, we felt safe and secure. We felt no harm could ever befall us there. It was like a great brick womb. Yes, I've drawn on that house and those times repeatedly for my novels, using them as background to humanize and color my stories. But this is only one of the many ways that I've been enriched by that experience. Perhaps the most important thing about those days on the farm is that life's inexorable cycle involved you there. Birth and living and death and rebirth and so on. You were part of that. Part of and witness to the cyclical realities. I was lucky, I guess. Lucky to be part of the rich tapestry of those events. Events which have helped me immeasurably as a writer. It's in me. Part of me always. And I'm glad of it.